Good morning, everybody. I'd like to talk about a community-based consortium model that we have used in northeastern Pennsylvania as a way of making collecting data and making assessments about healthcare needs. We're also going to talk a little bit about the academic health provider community model that we've put together. We have data from 1997 through 2012, and we want to talk a little bit about how we're using some of the outcome data that we have collected. So the purpose here, our presentation, is a community health needs assessment to look at health status accessibility in a population in Luzerne and Lackawanna counties, and to identify, the goal is to identify community-based recommendations to mitigate issues and challenges that we face in the region. The Healthy Northeast Pennsylvania Initiative, which has been around for a long period of time, has really been funded in a collaboration model dealing with organizations, behavioral sciences, human sciences, and service systems in northeastern Pennsylvania. And our vision, again, is to reflect the values in our community, but to bring about very distinct and measurable changes in healthcare in our region. Now, what's interesting is the community-based consortium model. Commonwealth Health consists of 8 hospitals in our area. Geisinger Health System, a lot of people have heard about this system of care. It's a rather large provider system. We've worked with the insurance companies, a medical school, the universities in the area, a Wright Center for Graduate Medical Education. These are residency training programs, a large school district, and the Department of Health. In this last effort, we put together a very distinct steering committee, again, reflecting what we felt were the important elements in the community, and working with the Chamber of Commerce, with the larger health systems, the medical school, insurance companies, working with the universities, and using also the migrant workers program in our area. The process that we engaged in, the primary research, we surveyed 1,200 households with a response rate of 12.1%. We conducted 16 interviews with major employers, federally qualified health centers, medical clinics, Department of Health. We also used focus groups with the Hispanic Latino population, African American community, looking at aging population, youth, people with chronic diseases, and major employers in the area. And we also then use secondary data where we were able to get very specific information from the Pennsylvania Department of Health, the U.S. Census Bureau. We use the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System and other data that was available to us as we were doing this survey research. And we also picked up additional information on the healthcare delivery system. Again, through the Department of Health, we have in Pennsylvania what is known as a cost containment council, where data is reported into the state. We had local participating hospitals within the healthcare system that gave us access to data, and also with the U.S. Department of Health. So at this point, what I'd like to do is have my colleague, who was actually involved in the survey research itself, talk about some of the outcomes and strategies as a result of the survey data that we had access to.
Good morning. As a result of this community health needs assessment, I'm not going to convince you to move to Scranton, Pennsylvania, or northeastern Pennsylvania, because the indicators that we found are somewhat below the rest of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. One of the things that we were challenged with and tasked with from our sponsors is, as a result of this needs assessment, how are you going to execute and implement a solution-based plan to address some of these priorities? So some of the results from the needs assessment, we have the second largest elder population next to Dade County in northeastern Pennsylvania. Compared to the rest of the state, we have more smokers, excessive drinkers, and less physically active, and cancer and heart disease, which are attributed to some of these adverse behaviors, are our leading death and mortality in northeastern Pennsylvania. Similar to the prior presentations, diet lacking fruit and vegetables was present, and high blood pressure factors to premature death. High incidences of obesity, substance abuse, and mental health. We've also found in northeastern Pennsylvania a lack of knowledge to health resources, prevention, treatment, and screenings. We have fewer primary care providers per 1,000 than the rest of Pennsylvania, and a shortage of specialists. And one of the interesting things we found in northeastern Pennsylvania, which is reflected in many communities across the United States, is there's a significant outmigration of care from northeastern Pennsylvania, which has economic considerations as well as contribution to health status, negative health status. One of the things that we found in the report, half of the respondents felt depressed or hopeless at least 1 to 2 days per week. Similar to the prior presentation, the survey and the questions asked were actually derived from community representatives. As we know, there is a relationship to income, health status, and ethnicity. We had increased 60-plus admission, 60 years of age admission to hospitals, and we have few geriatric specialists in northeastern Pennsylvania. When we looked at the out-migration of care issue and how can we address this in the community, we identified that cancer, musculoskeletal, and gastrointestinal specialties, individuals were leaving northeastern Pennsylvania for outpatient services, and then on the inpatient side, cardiovascular disease was added. And what was interesting in northeastern Pennsylvania, which New York, New Jersey surrounds within 2 hours our region, most of the outmigration is occurring in Pennsylvania, down towards southern PA in Philadelphia. The perception that we found from the community was that the quality of care in northeastern Pennsylvania isn't there for certain specialties and subspecialties. And even the primary care providers themselves felt that for high-risk cases, we need to send those cases outside of our area. The patient perception was poor in northeastern Pennsylvania. The patient perception, which is a reality to them, although it's not a reality in northeastern Pennsylvania, but to them it's their perception, that the quality of health care was poor in northeastern Pennsylvania, limited specialty services, physician lack of respect, limited research and innovation, outdated facilities, and no collaboration with world-renowned institutions. What we've begun to do in northeastern Pennsylvania is begin to align with Cleveland Clinic and Penn State to try to bring that image to northeastern Pennsylvania as being world-renowned. We have an increase in low-income residents. Wages have not kept up with the rest of the state in terms of cost of living. Healthcare and social services not kept up with the demographics. And growing diversity and cultures have not been embraced in our region. So here's where we came up with some recommendations and strategies from a community-based perspective. We need to look at sustaining regional collaboration, even in the midst of intense competition among health systems. Maintain regional database of health social resources beyond just English, but Spanish and other languages. We're creating a searchable database of local programs for physicians, patients and organizations, resources in northeastern Pennsylvania. One of the things that we need to look at is coordination of regional services, social services, public transportation, health care, and looking at getting access to more free clinics for underserved populations. And one of the things that we felt was extremely important was to develop a network for impoverished and minority populations, overcoming barriers such as awareness of resources and lack of transportation. Education and marketing materials are being prepared to create awareness on the specialties that do exist in northeastern Pennsylvania and report on some of the quality outcomes that exist in our region. and to reformulate how people perceive care in northeastern Pennsylvania. One of the things that we're also looking at is creating programming for children with autism that exceed the age of 18, which is lacking. Creating programs for aging mental health, for youth and behavioral programs, and building bridges with community and faith-based organizations. One of the things that we've done extremely well working with the local school districts is to develop, I shouldn't say extremely well, but we're in the process of doing, is developing for allied health professions and health service professions, developing partnerships with the elementary, secondary, and high schools, looking at primary care and dental provision for underserved populations, increasing diversity and embracing diversity in our workforce. We have a problem, as many of us do throughout the states, is this mental health stigma, that if there's a mental health problem, that we try to hide it, but to try to bring acceptance and community for those with those challenges. And what we've done fairly well is develop collaborative initiatives with major research hospitals outside of our area. And one of the things, we currently have two board-certified geriatricians in northeastern Pennsylvania. We're working with the medical school to try to increase that. And finally, develop healthcare occupation pipeline to intermediate and secondary students, bringing it into the schools. And we've done an excellent job, in my opinion, in getting the local hospitals that are competing, the two major health systems, senior support from senior administration, along with the large academic teaching institutions in northeastern Pennsylvania working together. So I know I only have a minute here, but in conclusion, we feel that the health systems cannot improve the health status of northeastern Pennsylvania themselves, but to work with the community-based collaboratives and tying in student research projects. Focus on common interests to overcome potential competition, which we've focused on the outmigration of care because that has been a priority for not only the health systems but also Chamber of Commerce and local communities and the insurance company, the major insurance company. And we're in the process now, by the end of next year, we're measuring the impact on some of the solution-based implementation that we've been working on. So thank you for your time.